principle number 10, discussing a spiritual teacher. On page 27, the last paragraph. When we are in the presence of someone attached to God, we desire to give and be of service. This is because we naturally enjoy being of service to someone extremely important. When serving someone very important, we don't require payment for our service because the opportunity to serve is in and of itself rewarding. Although we naturally enjoy serving someone very important, it is more difficult to feel pleasure in serving God because God's importance and exaltedness are so hidden. The desire to serve that is intangible in the presence of a person on a high spiritual level helps us to develop our desire to be in service to God. This is continuing what I spoke about last time. So ideally, we want to be blessed to find a teacher on a high spiritual level. So if we merit to that, then when we're in the presence of our spiritual teacher, we're in the presence of somebody extremely important, someone who's reached a high spiritual level. In the presence of somebody that's so important, it's pleasurable for us to try to be helpful in any way that we can. We've brought this example before with other principles. To say again, if a very important person would ask us to please help them, to take the suitcase across town for them, it would be a pleasure for us. We wouldn't ask for any payment. If we were offered to be paid for it, we wouldn't touch the money. To be helpful and be of service to somebody extremely important is simply a pleasure, that we would even pay for the opportunity to have that pleasure of being of service to an extremely important person. So our pleasure in giving helps us to become aware of what that pleasure in serving is. And then we can try to apply that to other aspects of our life, trying to realize that every person is extremely important, that every person is a divine soul, so exalted we can't even imagine. We can start to try to see through the just material physical bodies that our divine souls are temporarily enclosed in. Try to more focus and become aware of the exalted souls of everybody around us. So then it becomes more pleasurable to try to be helpful, be of service. So when there's somebody that we're more aware of that's on such a high level, then we feel tangibly that desire to be of service. So by experiencing that in the presence of a spiritual teacher, we can then use that experience to try to bring it to all the other aspects of our lives. Now, finding our spiritual teacher is not a simple matter. Also, there's lots of people that seem like they're spiritual teachers we could learn from. We know of all too many instances where teachers that have many disciples, whole communities of people learning from them, they're considered very high spiritual people. Turns out that they're doing really bad stuff, that they weren't spiritual teachers at all. So how to find who's a true spiritual teacher? How to find who to learn from? It's not a simple matter. Something we really need to pray for and ask for. But if we really desire to be brought to a spiritual teacher that we can learn from, so the source of all reality wants to flow to us all the divine goodness. That's what's happening. We learn every moment. So all of the source of reality wants us to spiritually develop, because that's the whole process that's manifesting itself right now. that this is all the stage we're being given to progress spiritually. And the more that we truly desire to progress spiritually and truly desire to be shown a spiritual teacher that we can learn from, the more we truly desire that and ask for that, so then that could be shown to us. So finding our spiritual teacher is very important in our spiritual development. It's something we really need to pray for. Now, sometimes we need all different teachers along the way, where we're holding right now. So there's a particular teacher that could help us get to where we're then ready for the next spiritual teacher and another spiritual teacher. And we're trying to find and ask for who could help us where we are now to progress. And that might be a teacher that will be help us for our whole lives. Or it might be a teacher that will take us to where we need to go until we're ready to appreciate and learn from somebody else we weren't yet ready to be able to learn from. The idea of this principle is actually actively seeking out a person we can learn from. Again, not someone we can learn just information from, but somebody that is on the spiritual path, is working on themselves spiritually, can help us to guide us in our own spiritual development. Let's read the next paragraph here on page 28. As long as we are under the influence of our desire to receive, our Torah learning is filtered through our desire to receive. It is therefore difficult to receive the light of transformation because we only take from the Torah that which is consistent with what our ego understands. A spiritual teacher can guide us in connecting to the true light of Torah that is beyond our ego's understanding. A spiritual teacher is not someone we just learn information from, but someone who can guide us in the deep spiritual work of inner transformation. The transformation from desiring to receive to desiring to give. Right? So at the root of all of our spiritual development and spiritual transformation is that shift from every moment trying to think what I can get in this moment to trying in every moment to be in the place of how I can be giving in this moment. That's at the root of the whole shift that we're going through. So a spiritual teacher means somebody who's actually working on that and can help guide us in that transformation. He says that all of our Torah learning, all of our spiritual learning, if we're learning only on our own, so our ego, our desire to receive, is always translating all of that learning into how it can still serve the purposes of our desire to receive. It's filtering everything that we're learning through how our desire to receive wants to understand it, how our ego wants to understand it. When we're learning from a spiritual teacher, so a teacher can help us to understand what we're learning in a way that goes beyond the way our ego is understanding it. We said here, a spiritual teacher can guide us in connecting to the true light of Torah that is beyond our ego's understanding. Because the spiritual light of all of the spiritual wisdom that we're learning is a light of transformation. It's trying to take us beyond our ego. So we're trying to, in all of our learning, connect way beyond the words and the intellectual concepts that are written there. We're trying to access the actual spiritual light of transformation, the consciousness that's being passed to us from the high spiritual people who have been writing these words, whose consciousness is infused in them, and then trying to access that actual light of transformation that's inside of our learning. So he's saying a spiritual teacher can help us to do that. Access the consciousness that's beyond the words. Okay, so let's end for now, and God willing, we'll continue with discussing spiritual teacher next time.